An American star athlete is in a Russian court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Brittany Griner's trial started today in Moscow.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner.
She's been in custody since February after the WNBA player and two-time Olympic gold medalist was accused of having vape cartridges of cannabis oil in her luggage. Elizabeth Rood with the U.S. Embassy in Moscow says
she is doing as well as can be expected in these difficult circumstances. And she asked me to convey that she is in good spirits and is keeping up the faith.
Griner could get 10 years in prison if convicted on drug transport charges. In Ukraine today, those are first responders after Russian missile attacks hit an apartment building and other targets, killing at least 19 people in a coastal town near Odessa. President Biden will have a virtual call with seven governors today, all of them pro-choice Democrats trying to preserve abortion rights. A week after the Supreme Court ruling let states ban or restrict abortion, though some bans have been temporarily blocked in state court challenges in recent days.
The latest poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that 22% of U.S. adults name abortion or women's rights in an open-ended question as one of up to five problems they want the government to work on. That's more than double the number the poll saw in December.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, 47 million Americans are expected to travel this 4th of July weekend. AAA says that's almost 4% more than a year ago. Most will drive. Those going to airports might find themselves like this woman in Dallas.
Our flight on American was delayed because of crew, so we're going to miss our connection.
So far today, almost 1,000 flights are delayed to or from or within the U.S. FlightAware also reports close to 240 are canceled. For all the drivers, gas is down a 17th straight day, 17 cents off its record high, but we're paying $1.72 per gallon more than a year ago. Regular's national average, $4.84. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
On Wall Street, there is an attempt at a rebound from all the selling that started 2022. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Well, yeah, Dave, stocks are trying to rally after closing out their worst first half in decades. And now on day one of the second half, we're seeing some slight gains. The Dow's adding 60, NASDAQ more than 50, and S&P is up 13. Consumers seem to be feeling the squeeze of inflation, not just here, but around the world, like the Eurozone, where it's hit a new record high. And some workers will have more in their paycheck as a new minimum wage takes effect in nearly two dozen states and localities. Dave?
Lillian, the price of oil is up more than a dollar, back over 107 bucks a barrel. But gas? Down another penny. As we mentioned, it's fallen 17 straight days, now 4.84 per gallon in AAA's national average, but at 6.27 in California. And starting today, it'll be 3 cents more because the state gasoline tax is going up. The big news is in the NBA. On some of the league's biggest stars, a few are staying with their teams, but one wants out.
The odds on the Brooklyn Nets to win the next NBA championship plummeted after news broke Thursday that two-time NBA Finals Most Valuable Player Kevin Durant had requested to be traded from the Nets, nearly 3 years to the day since it was announced he would join Brooklyn, along with star Kyrie Irving. Durant spent 3 seasons with the Nets, but only played in 2 because of injuries, a total of 90 regular season games. Thursday marked the first time that NBA free agents could negotiate new contracts. Two-time reigning league MVP Nikola Jokic, 27-year-old center for the Denver Nuggets, agreed to a contract extension that will give him the richest deal in NBA history. ESPN says 6 years and $303 million, $8 million more over the same time frame as Phoenix Suns All-Star Devin Booker.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.